B. The CCP's ties to Al-Qaeda. The CCP has had far-reaching interactions with Al-Qaeda, beginning with its clandestine collaboration with the Taliban, which provided protection for bin Laden. In 1980, in addition to sending about 300 military advisors to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, the CCP also set up military training camps in Kashgar and Hadan in Xinjiang to instruct them in skills such as the use of weapons, military strategy, propaganda, and espionage. Xinjiang became the base for training the Afghan Mujahideen to fight the Soviet Union. By the time the Soviet Union withdrew from Afghanistan, the Chinese military had trained at least several thousand jihadis. It provided them with machine guns, rocket launchers, and surface-to-air missiles, altogether $2 to $4 billion in value. The CCP maintained close ties with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda after the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan, as well as in the period when the Taliban provided protection for bin Laden. Even though Al-Qaeda carried out terrorist attacks on the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. Navy, and the Taliban refused to hand over bin Laden to the United Nations, the CCP has always opposed UN sanctions against the Taliban. In 1998, the United States attacked Al-Qaeda bases with cruise missiles. The Chinese regime paid Al-Qaeda $10 million to purchase unexploded U.S. missiles so as to improve its own technology. At the same time, the CCP continued to provide sensitive military technology to state sponsors of terrorism. At the end of 2000, the UN Security Council proposed sanctions on the Taliban to force it to close bin Laden's terrorist training camps located on its territory, but China abstained from the vote. After that, the CCP continued secret negotiations with the Taliban and reached an agreement to have Huawei Technologies help the Taliban establish an extensive military communication system throughout Afghanistan. On the day of the 9/11 attacks, Chinese and Taliban officials signed a contract to expand economic and scientific cooperation. More shockingly, after the 9/11 attacks, two Chinese military officers were hailed as national heroes for their authorship of a book titled Unrestricted Warfare, which was published in 1999. In the book, they suggested that if the World Trade Center in New York were attacked, it would open up a complicated dilemma for the United States. The authors also named Al-Qaeda as an organization with the ability to carry out such an operation. Suffice it to say, the Chinese regime's concept of unrestricted warfare provided theoretical guidance for bin Laden's future operations. When the UN Security Council imposed sanctions on the Taliban regime after 9/11, China not only abstained from the vote, but also sent military personnel to support the Taliban immediately after the US military began airstrikes in Afghanistan. It was also after 9/11 that American intelligence agencies learned that ZTE and Huawei, China's two military-linked tech companies, were helping the Taliban military establish a telephone network in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. In 2004, it was revealed that Chinese intelligence agencies used shell companies to help bin Laden raise funds and launder money in financial markets around the world. With the fall of the Berlin Wall, the communist camp faced total collapse. Having inherited the ideological garb of the Soviet Union, the CCP was left to face the tremendous pressure from the free world on its own. As it happened, 9/11 took place just as the United States and the free world began to focus their attention on condemning communist tyranny. Priorities changed dramatically, and the free world had to hold off its plan to combat communism as the war on terror began. This gave the CCP a reprieve and allowed communism to expand once again. While the Western world waged war in the Middle East, a large-scale transfer of wealth quietly took place between China and the United States. Communism was able to build another superpower. The chaos caused by terrorism has caused the free world to divert its attention away from the communist menace, delaying the main conflict between good and evil as it plays out in our world.